Welcome to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Agile and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CE on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Hans Gelderblom.
And I'm Dr. Chelsea Cole. And we're going to start with a case. So I had a patient, a 39-year-old male, come into my clinic a couple weeks ago with some swelling on their lateral part of their wrist that had been there for a couple of years and was getting more painful. And because I do a lot of ultrasound in my clinic, and because one of the more common diagnoses I see with this kind of presentation is a ganglion cyst, I put an ultrasound on the area. And with extension, there was two fairly large, 1 to 2 centimeter circular cystic type lesions on either side of the extensor tendons in that fourth dorsal compartment. But they didn't look black. They had mixed exotexture in the middle. And that suggests to me that there's something else going on that's not just a ganglion cyst. And so I doctored the patient and sent them to get an MRI to further clarify what this was and whether it was something we could actually drain in clinic or not. And they came back in to do an MRI review, and the MRI read came back as pigmented villonodular synovitis versus synovial chondromatosis. And so I explained the diagnosis and referred them on to our orthopedic oncologist for next steps.
Well, thank you, Dr. Cole. This really illustrates how difficult it is to make the primary diagnosis when you have so many other diagnoses in your clinic. So it was really good of you that you made this diagnosis and you helped the patient with that. So typically these patients usually are referred to our in our center to our orthopedic surgeon first. So they look at options, they discuss the options, and of course a wrist is a very difficult place.
But I think one of the things about that can be very helpful with this for at least me when I've diagnosed or seen these patients before is ultrasound, because I look at these patients with ultrasound all the time and I can do it in my clinic. And so anytime I see something that looks kind of abnormal or unusual about an effusion, because I see effusions from arthritis and other things all the time, and there is a difference in kind of the synovial lining and the thickening and like kind of what that kind of looks like. And so that's one of the things that I always, anytime something looks a little bit abnormal, I'm going to get further imaging to make sure this isn't a mass or something else that doesn't need to just be drained or need to be treated.
And honest question to you, you're, of course, you are aware of the opportunities with the TKIs currently. Would you have referred like 5 years ago or 10 years ago, this patient to a different specialist?
So at least where I am right now, anytime I have any sort of MSK or like joint type concern for any tumor, I have an orthopedic oncologist that I work with that gets people in pretty quickly. And if I need to send them to medical oncology, I can. And so that's usually kind of the first stop for me. And if it's anything concerning, I'll usually call and kind of discuss the case with them.
Okay. That's great. You have that service. And well, how we go further, and Dr. van der Sande and I discussed about that. So we see the patient in a joint clinic. We discuss options for surgery and the back draws of that with long recovery, usually not complete surgery, but patients can choose for that if they just want to be up and running and take a risk of a recurrence. Or patients would say, okay, if I have that high risk of recurrence and not complete surgery, let's try a TKI for a while. And of course, there are several options now in the U.S. and probably in Europe soon as well. So it's a matter of choosing. It's just a personal choice and see how it goes and see what dose you end up and how long you treat. And this is something that we really will have to learn in the future. So, well, thanks. It was very interesting to hear where these patients come from. And thanks for your explanation of the case. And with that, our time is up. And we hope you found this quick case review helpful. And thanks for listening.
You have been listening to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Agile and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CE credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.